Talk to him. We're just two unapologetically black women with an opinion who talk back.
And we're back.
It's me again. It's Tam Bam.
Welcome to a new episode of We Talk Back. And it's your girl, AJ.
How was your weekend, AJ? I didn't get to talk to you.
I know. Bitch, your ass was hiding somewhere.
I was hiding everywhere. I caught a couple flights.
Girl, I ain't do shit. I guess I need to get some more interesting shit happening in life, right?
I think so.
Let me lie. Hold on.
Make up an interesting story of what you did this weekend.
Let me see. Girl, so this nigga I knew flew me out.
Where?
That's the story you want to tell?
I mean, that's what I really did.
No, y'all, I'm single.
Ow.
I'm about to begin flowing the fuck out.
Ow.
Hot girl summer.
Hot auntie summer.
Hot old ass bitch. It's going to be a little lukewarm.
Yeah. Lukewarm summer. It's a springish summer.
Girl, because fucking around and we had catching menopause out here.
Hey, can we not catch menopause? No, you can't. It ain't like COVID. I don't think. Hang around enough old bitches, you start catching menopause.
Exactly. Like, ooh, hot flashes and everything else. Pussy dry.
Damn, that's shame. Well, I went to D.C. this weekend to a black tie birthday. It was very nice. It was on this beautiful rooftop. We took pictures. I didn't post any, though, because all my pictures, I look cold because it was cold as fuck.
Bitch, what you thought you was going to? Summer weather?
No, I had on a dress that was appropriate for the weather, but just up there high in the sky and that cold just was not, it hit different. But it was a beautiful event. Now, I will say that the birthday boy did invite 14,000 bitches and like 20 dudes to the party. I'm like,
ain't no niggas is in the house?
It wasn't that many. It wasn't that many at all. So that was disheartening. But the hors d'oeuvres were delicious and the drinks were free. So it was
a good time. DC got some niggas though.
Yeah. You know, it was a turn and burn for me. I flew in Saturday, got there at 10 a.m. and I flew out Sunday morning so I could spend Easter with my mama because she was not having that.
I'm about to be getting flued out. I'm jealous.
Come on, get flued out.
My life has been very not interesting.
Reactivate your hoe. Hoes unite.
Hold on, let me go get my whole SIM card so you can insert it for me. Anyway, so this week, y'all, we're talking about love and hip hop. And we're not talking about like love and hip hop.
Not, what's their name? Mona Scott Young. You're not talking about them.
We don't be knowing nobody fucking name, bitch. Yeah, we ain't talking about that type of love and hip hop. We talk about the actual love
relationships.
And hip hop.
And the music.
Yeah. And the positive and negative intertwine.
Yeah. Ladies, we have got to stop enjoying this bullshit.
No.
Because these niggas think it's okay.
Yeah. I mean, because we kind of make it all fucking okay. Because I do believe women set the standards. So we seem to be okay with it. We the number one consumers of music. Streaming this shit.
Right.
Niggas shouldn't be able to make. Bitch, suck my dick.
Listen, I was riding
open for a real nigga.
I was riding down the street in DC this weekend, and Masterpiece by DaBaby came on, and he said, "My bitch, a masterpiece. She sucked my dick even when she mad at me." And I was sitting there thinking, like, who is sucking a nigga dick when she mad at him?
I ain't doing it.
Me neither. I'm not sucking no dick.
I gotta be happy to have sex.
So then these young men, I think, mostly young men, not older men, are thinking that their girl's supposed to suck their dick while she mad at them.
Exactly.
That
it's rape
sense.
At that point. If I don't want to do it, it's rape. I don't give a fuck if we married.
Then the nigga in the car, was like, we started talking about makeup sex. And he was like, yeah, a lot of girls don't know how to have makeup sex good. They still be mad. I was like, if they're still mad, it's not makeup sex, idiot.
It's just fucking sex.
Yeah, you're probably just
she doing it
because
you want to do it.
Right.
Not because she wants to.
Right.
Listen, my pussy, like, if my finances ain't in order, or if I'm constantly arguing with a motherfucker, I just don't like you and I don't want to do nothing. This pussy is dry.
Sahara Desert. A prairie dog just ran by. Some tumbleweeds just came across the room.
That's my pussy. I feel like I know I'd be talking shit about Future. I don't dislike him now after the Derek flam ass nigga right. shit.
He was 2 weeks ago. Nobody knows his name anymore.
I mean, I'm okay with Future now because of the Derek Jackson shit. Because I can appreciate it just a...
So that's kind of like the old saying, hoes and flies. I despise, the more I see hoes, the more I like flies.
Never heard that.
You ain't never heard that?
What the fuck?
Which means like hoes ain't as bad because all these, you know?
Because all these flies?
It's really niggas and flies, I think, honestly. It's some old white racist shit. I turned it into hoes.
Yeah, I don't mind Future no more. But we should not allow niggas like Future to make music. We shouldn't be allowing like the super negative ass music because how do you expect a young man to fall in love when you got all the songs saying bust it open for a real nigga?
Right.
And young girls busting it open for a real nigga, the niggas don't got to put in no fucking work, no nothing. Because the music, essentially, you listen to that shit, it's like programming. Yeah, you keep listening to it, you're going to be doing whatever the fuck it says.
Because when we was young, people weren't eating ass like that. Now, you got to eat the booty like groceries. Now niggas just be eating my ass all the time.
I was getting my ass ate as a teenager.
As a teenager? Who are you sleeping with? Oh, shit.
I definitely got my ass ate.
Grown man. No teenage boys was eating your ass.
Girl, some teenage boys was definitely eating ass then.
How did y'all know about that?
It's right there. Why not?
Where? Right where? Oh, you mean
your asshole is right there. You might as well.
I didn't start getting my ass licked till I was a grown up. I didn't start licking ass till last year because of Jeannie Aiko. It's like, I'm joking.
Now, I lick the gooch now, but I'm not licking ass.
Yeah, I'm a gooch girl. I'm not an ass girl. The only way I'm going to lick your ass.
Niggas be kind of trying to
push your head down. Boy, if you don't get off my ass.
And look, only special men can even get the gooch licked. I ain't eating no ass now. Niggas be having dingleberries. And that's like little balls of shit.
Mixed up with toilet paper. Mixed in with toilet paper.
Yes, I'm not a dingleberry eater.
Ugh. Listen, I will lick ass when I'm like 55 and me and my husband have like run out of like sexual things to do and it's getting boring. I might lick his ass then. Take that out. Cut that out.
No.
Yes.
I'm leaving it.
I know.
With the crickets and all. Bitch. Fuck you. So we all know, don't smoke behind Tam when we get to be 50.
At 55, you might not want to hit it. You might not want to hit my blood.
Hey, before you get people, I'm like, I eat ass now.
That's how you can keep your weed to yourself.
I do that to people all the time. Like, listen, I ain't sucked dick in a while. You can drink.
Oh, yeah, you say I ain't sucked dick in a while? And be lying.
Get this backwash dick. Let's stay on topics. We bipolar.
I know. It's a situation of, does art reflect life or life reflect art? So is the music, because of what's already existing in our relationships and the dynamics in our relationships already, or is the music creating the dynamics in our relationships?
I believe the music is creating the dynamics. You don't think so? Like, I don't know. Just calling women bitches and hoes, that wasn't a thing.
It was.
You think so? Like before NWA and all that? You think niggas was out here really like that? Or was it more like UNITY?
Oh, that was definitely a song, UNITY. But
niggas is calling bitches.
Right.
Homes.
I ain't a bitch or a hoe. She said it in a song. Now there's a song by Nat King Cole. Dave Chappelle did a skit on it. I don't know if you saw it, but he was like singing about something. It was very melodic and beautiful. And he was like, I'm gonna pour champagne on you, you dirty bitch.
Nat King Cole.
Yeah.
Shut the fuck up, bitch. You just made that up?
No, Dave Chappelle did. Dave Chappelle did it.
I was about to say, please pull it up on my Apple Music. Because there ain't no fucking way. Girl. Yeah, like, so nobody wants to serenade us no more.
No.
Like, they don't have to be nice and talk nice to you no more.
There are some artists out now that do make some beautiful love music. We just not listening to it.
I listen
now,
you to know all what? Music because I like to work out to the like the ratchet rap. I love
Come
rap music. I like
bullshit on me.
Like because the beats. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? Like the beats, like that shit gets you going. The bass line, all that shit gets you going. But when we listening to the lyrics, like the beatbox song, you listen to the lyrics of that song? No, he's talk about murdering niggas the whole time.
Oh, really?
Yes.
I never paid attention. I just been talking about and that's
what
the
fuck we dancing to. I saw a post that said we dancing to slave music, slave catching music. It might be.
Right.
Because listen, you think about a group of impressionable teenage boys. Right. Y'all got some beef with some niggas, right? First thing y'all doing, y'all probably on some drugs.
Right.
Then y'all hopping in a car.
Turning and then y'all
playing this music loud as fuck.
Right.
And it's programming your ass while you about to go commit
a crime, a murder or something.
Yes.
Yeah, that's true, girl. What do you do, though? What can you do?
I believe women, like, we, there's a lot of things that we have to do. It starts with us. Also, men have to step up because, you know, you got the older generation of men who be talking shit to these young boys, but y'all were doing the same shit.
Right.
Y'all were selling the drugs. They doing the drugs now.
Right.
They on all these white boy drugs.
Right.
Whose responsibility is it? Nobody could tell y'all shit when y'all was 18 either.
Exactly.
And then these niggas, a lot of them got stupid money now. So, like, look at Kodak Black. I love Kodak Black. I love Kodak Black.
Me too.
He can't stay out of prison.
Oh, NBA. Because he don't have...
Fuck that. Now, he's a demon, that guy.
He needs help. I just feel like
these people don't have nobody around him.
He has so much trauma, it seems like, that. And it shows up in how he represents himself to the world. And that's why he's just so toxic. I feel sad for him. He locked up now.
I don't know. It's sad that he's created all these children out here. And then it's, what if you get time? Are you going to be out here to help raise these kids?
Right.
That's what I'm concerned about. Him committing stupid ass crimes. He's a grown man.
Right. He is a grown
At
man.
At some point, again, you have to have self-responsibility. And
accountability for yes. yourself, right?
And you have to
break the cycles of trauma within your life. And but here's the thing. These artists, they're not responsible for children or grown people. They're entertainers. Like Cardi B was like, let your child listen to WAP. It's not for your child. You know, people were like, That's an awful song.
Yeah, kids need to be raised at home. But what happened when your grandma is 35 and she listening to the same shit?
Right. So do the artists, do you feel like they have a responsibility?
Yes, you do have a... When you have a platform and your voice gets big enough, you do have a responsibility. You got people who like...
But I want to talk about dicks and pussy on our show. And I don't feel like I should be responsible for anybody's 16-year-old child listening to We Talk Back.
Oh,
you feel responsible for them?
No, hell no. I mean, it's a million podcasts out there. We're not on the fucking national syndicated radio show yet.
Any little 16-year-old with an iPhone can find us right now and then hear us talk about eating dingleberries out of niggas' butts. And so, I mean, it's kind of hypocritical for us to, like, say that they have a responsibilities for these kids. I don't, you know, it's like a slippery slope.
I just feel like the record labels, they would not put this shit out unless it was detrimental to the black community. If you putting out positive music, you probably won't get a deal. You know what I'm saying? It's so easy for them to, why would they put that type of stuff out there? Why would they allow that to be put out there? But why would we allow it?
Right.
So who are they? We love the shit.
Right.
You know, and then we have white kids that live vicariously through our music.
Oh, yeah. They love it more than we
do. They ain't about to go do all the shit that's in the song, but they can kind of...
They can feel my
joy. Like, live through it a little
bit. Right. Whatever happened to... Remember when they used to play slow songs in the club mixed in with the fast song?
Yes.
They don't do that no more. You don't hear not one slow... All grab a girl and go out to the dance floor and get your grind slow. I mean, I wasn't alive for that, but I've seen it in movies. I don't remember hearing no slow songs in the club. Do you?
Whispers.
Oh, maybe some R. Kelly. They might have put a little R. Kelly on back
then. You remember Whispers?
Girl, no, I am not old enough for Whispers. I remember Main Event now.
Where the fuck was Whispers at? Main Event. That's what I'm thinking about. They definitely was not playing those slow songs in between shit.
No.
When did this stuff start? What happened?
Right. What happened to... Why is romance and love no longer required in the club? Because us women, we stopped... requesting, you know,
R. Kelly.
Well, we had to stop requesting R. Kelly, but we
shame R. Kelly.
We stopped requesting love music. When I go to the club, I'm gonna ask them to play Lenny Williams. Oh, they do play that at the end of the night to send everybody home.
You ain't got to go home. You gotta get the fuck up out of here.
Damn, that sucks.
They can at least play some Ronald Isley or something. They do be playing like little old school
you
things.
You know what? I did on New Year's. They played Can We Talk, Tevin Campbell. So they might do mixing in. Maybe we're being too hard on the music industry right now.
Yeah, fuck that. I feel so sorry for young girls. These guys out here, first of all, they want to be the bad bitches.
Mm-hmm.
But they want to wear your pocketbook. They want to wear your heels. They want to wear your skinny pants.
Right. They do.
And it's because of the music. Lil Wayne started that shit with them damn skinny ass pants.
I'm gonna snatch one of these niggas first because I know they be having money in there.
Fucking scammers. They all fucking scammers.
Y'all gonna see how I feel to get your purse snatched to the club, nigga, fucking with me.
Sam, you robbing niggas
in the club. You gonna come up short this summer. Oh, that's all I'm saying. You put your bag down.
These niggas got the big bags, too. Big Chanel bags, big Gucci bags, big Louis bags. Like, where are y'all going at?
Right.
Or the little satchel. Excuse me, y'all. I do not have COVID.
What you got?
My heart is a little bit broken.
Oh,
that's it.
Hey, Jay.
But I'm a real nigga.
You are a real nigga. You're going to get through this and it's going to be okay. Okay? No, I'm not joking. I'm serious.
I'm a real nigga. My heart, bitch.
My heart low key a little broken too. But I just been taking it stride because that wasn't my nigga no way. So.
It's just like he both bars. I had to give him back.
You just keep him at your house.
My mama bought me that nigga.
Hold on. Before we get into anything else, let's pay some bills real quick.
So what do you think?
I don't think that the content of music is different. I just think the way they say things has changed a lot. Because I don't know if y'all watched the Verses the other night with Ron Isley and Earth, Wind & Fire, which was so much fun. I watched it with my mother. And we enjoyed it. But I can't remember. I think it was Ron Isley. And there's a song where he says, I love the way you receive me. That ain't nothing but a nice way to say, I like how you take this dick. Right?
We should have break a song down right quick.
Yeah. So here's a little proof that perhaps music has not changed that much. This song is called I Want to Do Something Freaky to You. It's by Leon Hayward. And it's, if you know Snoop's song, what is it? 1, 2, 3 into the 4. Snoop Dogg.
Girl, my memory is getting really bad.
It's the weed, man. It's that Zaza. It's different, man. It's making us stupid. I'm going to stop smoking. I want regular weed.
Exactly. Can I have some Reggie, please? Thank you.
Anyway, whatever song, if you know that song, yeah, that's Snoop's song. So it samples that, but it goes like this. I want to do something freaky to you, baby. Oh, baby, I want to right now. Oh, baby, your love is like a mountain. I love to slide down into your canyon. Ooh. That means I want to stick my dick in your pussy. That's how they would say it right now. That big pussy because it's a canyon. In the valley of love, in the valley of love, I won't rest. I'm going to fuck you all night. Until I bring joy and happiness. Till I bust.
But that sounds nicer. If a nigga's text me some nice little sweet shit like that, like I might bust it wide open.
Right.
Don't text me and be like, hey man, what's up with that head?
Right.
What
that mouth do?
What that mouth do? You are asking a grown ass woman what that mouth do.
All prepositions of the zodiac signs, I won't quit until I blow your mind. He's gonna come in your mouth.
Ooh.
Compatible am I. Compatible am I. I'll hit the spot. He gonna hit that G spot. In the name of love, oh, everything I've got. Oh, 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 ow. He just came.
Bitch.
I wanna play it. Damn.
Yeah, we probably won't be able to play the song.
No. I wanna do something.
Okay, so now there's that song, right? Mm-hmm. So then let's look up a current.
I'm just gonna do a current love song.
The song you need to do is DaBaby.
And Ashanti. All right.
Oh, Nasty. Now, check this out.
Okay, that song says, I want to do something freaky to you. This is Nasty, DaBaby. She know I'm nasty, yeah. She like it when I pull it out and I put it all over her ass cheeks like, ow. She don't got to ask me. Yeah, I went ahead before we fuck. I want it nasty. She like out when I tell her to spit on it. I get that mouth and I sit on the couch and I make her sit on it. Ooh. See, I like that shit. Yeah, I was that little nigga that could take a bitch from his big homie. Especially if she flexible, I flex her. I take her both legs and I put them behind her head like she a pretzel. Then I pick her up and slam her down on her head like I'm a wrestler. Don't slam me on my head now. I'm gonna need my head for work tomorrow. Like, trying to kill the pussy. Call the ambulance, get a stretcher. I be fucking his bitch while he ain't at home, and she got them pics of me in her phone. Know that man a fool if he don't leave, because bitch can't leave a nigga alone. She called me.
Man, look. So would you prefer Ronald Isley saying some nice... Look, you saw how fine his ass was on stage, bitch.
Yeah, Ronald Isley, girl, look good.
Ronald Isley is a whole fucking zaddy, girl. Mm-hmm. I'll make sure he get all his medication on fucking time. That, or make sure like he has a holistic diet to where
right,
he wouldn't need no medication.
He got his wife is like 32 years younger than him.
I know. Shit, his ex-wife was fine as hell.
He probably is not fucking no more though.
I don't know.
But anyway, back to the song. We fell off topic.
What song do you like better?
You know what? Here's the thing. It just depends on the mood I'm in, honestly. Cause some of this some of this baby stuff don't sound half that bad, but then it has been
bitch. We the fucking problem, girl. It's not long, even these niggas. It's we been the a problem. Long time
for me though.
So we that's the whole why problem.
Yeah, no, it's us. It's me. I'm the problem.
Women are the reason why there is no love in hip hop. I don't give a fuck what y'all saying. We set the standards. So if we okay with that shit, then niggas gonna keep telling us to suck their dick.
Right. But you want a nigga to come and say, "Let me drop my love muscle into your," like, what the fuck?
Oasis.
Yeah.
Yeah, nigga. Say that. Talk to me nice. Don't be talking to me all fucking crazy. That don't turn me on. That might turn young Never? Girls on. Okay, so say, for instance, a guy is courting you. You may not know you want to fuck him yet. Him saying the wrong bullshit, that could kill his whole shit. When a dude starts talking to you, like, over-aggressively about sex and all that shit, does that not turn you off?
I hate that.
That turns you off.
But if I was already fucking with him like that on that level, and, like, he came home on some of that, the baby shit, I wouldn't mind every now and then. You know what I'm saying? Like, that's kind of sexy.
Yeah, but you don't want...
But I don't
want... How do you even get to that point when all men just think that women just supposed to bust it wide open because you bought a meal?
Right.
Because the song said that.
Right. I agree. The fuck?
Like, how are women supposed to operate? So we got to change the tune, literally.
Right. We really do. How do you do it, though? When it come on the club, just stop moving?
I remember I was in... This was a long time ago.
Mannequin challenge, bitch.
Listen, I really did that before. I was in... This is when I lived in St. Louis, and I was in a club. I was out with one of my friends, a guy. And I had never seen 2 Chainz video. All I Want for My Birthday is a Big Booty Hole. I had never seen the video. I'm in a white club with TVs around the ceiling of this club. Mm-hmm. This song and video comes on. And I feel like I'm the only black girl in it at this point. And that video only had big booty bitches in that video. Big booty black women. All I Want for My Birthday is a Big Booty Hoe. But you have your other song, I'ma Be Fresh as Hell When the Feds Watch It. It was all model looking women in that song. Nice, sensual, little groove. Mm-hmm. But when you singing a song about big booty hoes, you got fucking black women and here my big booty ass in the fucking club with just white people. I was embarrassed.
You felt embarrassed?
Yes. I was like, damn man, I don't like this song.
But had you been in a club with a whole bunch of black people, would you have felt embarrassed? Because sometimes I don't know if it's just you, but we feel like we have to be Winnie Mandela when we're in the room with others. You don't have to be that.
Maybe that could have possibly played a role in how I felt, because I was in there with a bunch of white people. And it's almost like, you know, I can talk shit about you, but I can say this to you. Nobody else can't say this shit about you.
Right.
So it's cool. Like, okay, the video, if we was in a black club and this shit came on, it's like family. But it's a time and place for everything. But
why is it okay?
It's not. I'm saying if it has to be.
Right.
If it was just amongst the black community. But look how they use music against us. You got niggas right now getting locked up for some shit they said on a fucking interview shit that they say in their music.
Yeah, it's hunting season on rappers.
You know what I'm saying? So at y'all gonna get smart or nah?
Yeah.
But we probably have to change. Women have to change.
We do
first.
Have to change.
But that ain't gonna stop us from talking about ratchet shit on here now.
Nah, we still gonna talk about it. As long as y'all keep doing it, we gonna talk
Hey, like,
about
this
it.
Is our outlet. We can't be professional all the fucking time. Nobody feel like that.
But that's how they feel about always, music.
But rappers are always on. They always on, dog. Always got to be a real nigga. Yeah. How often do they make it to Jeezy level?
Speaking of that, how did that make you feel? A lot of people don't, rappers, I mean, a lot of rappers do. There's more rappers alive than dead, obviously. But when Jeezy got married, congratulations to Jeezy. How did that make you feel as a black woman? Do you feel a way?
No. You know what I'm saying? Because Jeezy is not the majority. So I don't feel a way about a black man dating outside his race. I just really don't give a fuck. Like, do we want him?
Yeah, I want him.
You want Jeezy? I really used to like Jeezy until I found out he had like a pencil dick.
That's what I bet. See, I have this thing.
About what, Asian?
It's not about Asians. Mm-hmm. It's about when I see black men with Asian women.
Oh, they pussy deeper.
No, I think they like little pussies because they got little dick. And it make their dick feel bigger.
Let me tell you, Asian, I'm pretty sure like this is an Americanized Asian woman he has. I'm pretty sure she done has some dick. But I have nothing against, more power to you. My only concern is I was on Clubhouse a couple days ago, and this guy, he was saying he's such a great friend of Jeezy, and Jeezy donates all his money to help the disenfranchised, specifically black people, right? Mm-hmm. But I feel like if you really want to help black people, if you really for black people, you would stay within your race.
But here's the thing. When they have kids, they'll create black kids. Those kids won't be considered Asian.
This is going in a whole nother direction, first of all.
You always want to take it there. God damn. All
right. Yeah, I don't care about men dating outside their race. Black men.
Okay.
I don't give a shit about that shit. Do what you do, boo-boo.
I don't care about black men dating others as long as it's not a black man that I want. Did I make it a race thing?
But did you want Jeezy?
Yes.
Why? At one point. I probably wanted him when we was in college, like when he first came out.
I was such a big fan of his.
I know a couple people who smashed his ass from school too.
Love who you love, man. Fuck it. What God has for me is for me. But it's probably going to be black, what God has for me, because I just don't think he would create. But anyway.
The Lord is my shepherd. He know what I want. So look, before we move on to the next segment, let's have a word from our sponsors. All right, Tam. So let's see. Do we have a random sex fact for today?
I do. I found a sex fact that correlates with the topic a little. All right, here it is. Nearly 80% of people with similar music tastes to their partner were satisfied with their sex life, compared to 43% of those with different music tastes. In other words, people who enjoy the same music also had better sex. Frequency of sex was also impacted when partners enjoyed similar music. Are you fucking with music on?
I do fuck with the music on sometimes. And the crazy shit is, we be fucking to all the rap shit.
See, look at you. Look at you.
Not because I want to, because I could fuck to some Ronald Osley type shit. That's what he like.
He like fuck to the rap music.
Yeah, but I would like to have sex to
Ronald Osley.
He listening to the, he says that makes him listen to the words, so he can't fuck to that because he'll be listening to what they saying.
Well, that would be better to be listening to something loving than
right. Beat that pussy up.
Bang bang.
See.
I do like having sex to music as well though.
R&B, what kind of music?
R&B, like throwing some trick or tray. just all that kind of stuff, you know.
Even the R&B music ratchet now.
Yeah, it is. But I Division, Brent Faiyaz, all that stuff. Too. Yeah, I like that. I give better head with a soundtrack than without.
Will you be doing it to the beat? Like, turn it on the beat, pop, why that's fun.
You know what? I'm not gonna
do me doing a backhead bounce on it.
I'm not gonna give that much up. That's a little bit too much for the people, but
you got the OnlyFans.
Yeah, I ain't putting no content out because I got a PPP. I have to do that.
Look, when I seen that shit, I'm like, wait a minute. First of all, you know, that was one of the, not PPP, but for the EIDL loan, mm-hmm. That was one of the questions on there.
Did you have OnlyFans?
No. Not that. It said, do you have income
from sex?
From, yeah.
Oh,
from
yeah,
sexual
I remember
content.
That question.
It's on that like, bitch.
Not yet. But if y'all don't give me this check, I will.
Shame. They sure the fuck did ask that. Like, why that's y'all business? God damn. So we out here selling pussy. You can't get a loan from the government?
Guess not.
Ugh, they be hating on women, dog. Mm-hmm. That's not for men. That's really hating on
men
women.
Men have OnlyFans pages.
I know, but I think when they thought about that question, they had women in mind.
Yeah, I'm sure they did.
I don't like that shit. Like, ugh, mind y'all business.
But them women was making big bank on OnlyFans during quarantine.
Hell yeah. Hell yeah. But what if your pussy get out of commission?
How's that happen?
I don't know. Your titty fall out or your ass start drooping.
Your titty fall out. You need to go to a hospital if your titty falls out.
Yeah, like, what make you think I don't need that damn PPP? Excuse me? I can kind of see that, how they saying, like, music correlates to the type of person. Because if somebody listening to country music and I'm listening to rap all day long, like, do we really have anything
are
in
we,
common?
Yeah, or why are we even dating? All right, so now we're talking about genres of music. Do you feel like hip-hop and R&B is the most degrading music there is?
Yes. What other music is even out there at this point? What other artists? I remember when white people dominated the music industry. Now, we got black people on country music, and they singing about lean on that motherfucker.
And fucking the devil and stuff like that.
Yeah, like, it is the most... You ever notice how...
I feel like country music has some songs that... They go there too.
Well, I bust the keys into the side of this pretty little pickup four-wheel drive.
No,
you know that song?
Yeah, that is.
Sign my name into his leather seats.
You gonna make people hang up?
I took a Louisville slugger to both headlights.
Not that. It was a song. It was like a country song, and it was about fucking with a chick and just leaving her alone. Like,
just damn, just smashing past.
Yeah,
that's light. He ain't talk about putting his dick in her ear and all five holes or whatever.
Yes, he was.
He probably listened to too much rap music.
And then what about these these heavy metal songs? Those songs are dark, too.
They are. So, yeah, that type of shit, like the hard rock metal. But can you even understand what the fuck?
I'm a drinker blood. I'm a gut you like a fish, bitch. That's dark.
But do they get promotion the way rap music do?
Yeah.
Is it really effective?
There's a whole big... There's a big...
So those people who shoot schools up probably listen to that
music. Yeah.
Interesting. So maybe rap music is better. At least you want to have sex and get high.
Right.
But you also want to kill people.
Yeah.
Goddamn. We can't fucking win,
I
dog.
Think we could listen to any genre of music and find songs that are dark. I bet you I could find me a country song right now about killing some bitches.
Country song about killing bitches. Put that in, put that in Google.
About killing bitches.
Man, I remember when Google, when you would put black moms in there, all porn star bitches pop up, titties out, ass out, cum shots, all that shit. When you put white moms, it was moms, like, you know, with their babies, little nice little pictures of white women.
Look, it says 13 songs about love and murder. Country songs about women about murdering their husbands.
Mm-mm.
Oh, one of my favorite karaoke songs is a country song about murdering a husband.
Ooh, what song?
It's a Dixie Chicks, Earl. I sing that any karaoke I do.
Sing it, Tim.
Like to hear it, here it go.
Goodbye, Earl. We need a break.
That's how it goes?
Yeah. Hold on, I can't remember the verses. Hold on, let me see.
I fucking with no nigga named Earl, dog.
If he was fine with money, I'd be like, this is my husband, Earl, y'all. All right, here goes.
Marianne and Wanda were the best of friends all through their high school days. Both members of the 4-H club, both active in the FFA. And after graduation, Marianne went out looking for a bright new world. Wanda looked all around this town and all she found was Earl.
Karaoke, come see me. So the song is about him, Earl started beating Marianne ass.
Mm-mm.
And her homegirl flew back in and they poisoned him, wrapped him up in the tarp, buried him. And they bought a roadside stand and they sell ham and jelly after killing a nigga. So, see?
Yeah.
It's a different.
It's just different, right? Well, for the black community, I don't give a fuck about that country shit, dog. For us in particular, something gotta change.
Yeah, I agree. Instead of guns, poison.
I don't know if I would even want to have kids on this planet, bitch. Can we go to another planet and
listen,
have some kids?
Elon Musk is working on it, so.
Shit, can I fuck with that nigga?
That's what I want.
I'm about to jump in his DMs.
Good luck, girl.
You think it's a lot of people in there?
Yeah, I'm sure it is. I'm in there already. I'm already in there. I done said Elon Musk all kind of news.
You a lie, bitch.
Yeah, I'm lying.
But I might do it tonight. You done put something in my.
Why you gonna take my man?
I ain't go.
Girl, look, made a bad musk.
Made a best bitch win. You came in here musky already today. So you might win. He might like that.
Ashlon Musk. Bitch, fuck you. I'm fresh now, though.
Yeah, you good.
Bitch, I was out here running. Line.
If you like today's episode, bitch.
That's my line.
Okay, yeah. My bad.
All right, guys. So if you like today's episode, tune in next week. We're at every Thursday, child.
You swear you fucking Russell Simmons at the NDF Comedy Jam.
Oh, boy. And we got some good shit planned.
So we're going to be on some of your favorite shows.
Yep.
Horrible Decisions. Shout out to those girls. We'll be on Brilliant Idiots with the guys having a good time. So you get to hear some different shit from us coming up real soon. It's going to be real exciting.
Peace.
Bye.